One of the ways of conceptualizing the Christian life is through three vectors, our head, our hands, and our heart. The things that we know, the things our intellect, our heart, the things that we desire, the things that we love, and our hands, the things that we are called to do. And so this morning we're going to hear a little bit about one of those avenues for our hands, ministry that we are considering entering into. So, Mike.
Oh, there's Sam. Good morning again. Every Thursday, Sam and Tim and I get together, usually down at Touche, unless they're have an unscheduled closing, which happens a lot. But we gather down there, have coffee, and just kind of catch up on the week, talk about pastoral issues, and just also talk about the church and ministries that are going on and how we can perhaps be a better member of our community as a church. And one of the things Tim was talking about was Hamilton School. We have Hamilton School right that way. That's right, that way. I know where it is when I'm driving there, but, the point there. So we got in touch with the principal there, and she was very eager to get together with us. So Sam and I actually met with her, Miss Frenchie, and she's the principal. She's been there for a number of years, and their community outreach director, is it Miss Reich? I think I forget her last name, but we sat down with them and talked and just asked them how we could partner with them. Is there a way we could partner with them? And what do you need? What can we do for you as a church? How can we walk alongside you? And it was interesting because, first of all, they were eager to share with us some of their needs. And secondly, one of the needs, the most pressing need that she shared with us was a surprise to me. And it was, our teachers need support. She has been in a situation, she's been at this school a number of years and has gone through numerous teachers leaving. She's had a high teacher turnover. It's not an easy job. They're not paid a lot. And I think we all know that, especially being in the city. It's a difficult job for these teachers. And it's clear, as we spoke with the teachers, that the reason why they're there, the reason why Miss Frenchie is there directing the school is because she loves what she does. She loves the kids and she loves her teachers. She can't do it all herself, though. And so right now, we're just trying to find ways. We just started brainstorming as to ways we can partner with this school, with the staff at Hamilton School. And so I just want to share that with you as one thing that we're trying to do here to really help our community, to be a part of what's going on in our community, to be a part of the children and families' lives that are not a part of this church, but a part of our neighborhood here, and a part of many of your neighborhood. I mean, this was a Skinker de Bolivar church, for the most part, from the beginning. So really kind of coming back to our roots and trying to work with our community. So there's going to be more about that, but I just wanted to let you know, this is what I'm excited about doing this. I'm excited about doing something that I see is needed. And along with that, Sam's going to share something with you that we're going to also look to be doing with Hamilton School very soon.
Yeah, so as a part of this new ministry relationship we kind of want to pursue, we want to do an Easter egg hunt. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be a great way to connect with our community. So on by Hamilton School, there's basically like a park that's connected to it. So the day before Easter, Saturday, April 11th, I think it is, that morning, we want to have an Easter egg hunt over right there by Hamilton School. So this is a way that we can kind of get out of our building and start to build some of these relationships with our neighbors and with their kids. So we're going to advertise this to the kids at Hamilton Elementary, and then we're also going to invite, we're going to reach out and invite the community as well. And so a couple things with that, we'll have details later, but like exact details, but we will want this to kind of be an all hands on deck thing. So we'll at least need a bunch of people to, you know, provide candy and maybe fill some Easter eggs. I'd also love for this to be something that our families and our kids can participate in and have fun with. But if what Mike said when he was talking, if that kind of made your, you know, heart race a little bit, if that excited you, then let Tim or Mike or me know so that we can put that excitement to work, because we need a few people that are, you know, really excited about this and want to see this happen and make it really great. And so we need those. That'll be the, so that, again, that'll be Saturday, April 11th in the morning, over by Hamilton Elementary. Thanks.
One last thing. Doesn't that sound like fun? It'll be chaotic, it'll be crazy, but it sounds like a blast. So let's go have a blast together.
All right, let me pray.
What's that?
It's not going to rain.
We're not worried about rain.
It's not going to happen. Let me pray for this opportunity and for our, the rest of our time this morning. Father, we thank you for allowing us to enter into your work. We thank you for the 50 years that this church has dedicated to this area, to this neighborhood. Lord, the testimony of the ways that you've been at work through this church in Skinker DeBolivar and the neighborhoods, the West End around here. Father, I pray that you would guide us, that you would give us wisdom as we seek to know your call on us for the next 50 years, the ways that you're calling us to partner with schools or organizations in the neighborhood. Give us wisdom, give us energy. Lord, I pray that you would help us to follow your calling on us here at Del Mar and Clara. Father, we also pray for the rest of our time this morning. We pray for Tim as he brings us the word. Lord, that you would open our hearts, open our minds. Lord, that you would help us to receive what he has for us this morning, what you have for us this morning. We also pray for the children as they enter their time of teaching, Lord, that they would be, their hearts would also be turned to you, that, Lord, you would fill their minds with your truth and your goodness, and I pray that you would do that this morning. We ask these things in your son's name. Amen. Elementary age kids can gather at the door up here for an age-appropriate lesson, and then invite you all to greet one another with Christ's peace.